Sunday, December 15th. Sometimes, you know, surprises just come out of nowhere and change up your whole shit. And this weekend, I thought I had, like, nothing going on, and I kind of did until Friday afternoon. I called back one of my friends who had called me and left me a message on Wednesday. And lo and behold, if you listened to yesterday's podcast, you'll know where I'm headed with this. He gave me and Alexis, or me, and Alexis was my first choice to join, two tickets to a private Alicia Keys concert at a place called The Shed. It's like the event space, I guess, at the Hudson Yards, which is that new massive development on the west side of Manhattan. When I think about concerts that I would want, if I could, like, you know, describe my own, create my own concert, like, of real musicians in a certain venue that I haven't seen yet, like Alicia Keys in a small venue, intimate setting, would be very close to the top of the list. So all of a sudden, my nothing weekend turned into a fucking ridiculously awesome thing to look forward to last night for a nice date night with Alexis and I. So the only trepidation I had going in, and it was minor because, like I said to Alexis, like, I think that I wouldn't be surprised if I leave there saying this is one of the top five shows I've ever been to. I don't think I left saying that, but my only trepidation heading in was the crowd, because the reason that my friend had these tickets is because he is a Centurion Amex member, and they are often just, like, gifted shit from Amex for free, and Amex puts on events for them. So this Alicia Keys concert at this private venue with, you know, a reception with open bar beforehand and past appetizers, bar and, like, dessert past apps were there after the show, was put on by Amex, and everyone in the room was invited because they are, you know, black card holders. I prefer the term African American Express, but, you know. So going in, I was like, you know, the crowd is going to be quite suspect for a cool show. And I was wondering, like, what does Alicia think going into this, right? What, when she's sitting in the back planning out her show, or, you know, leading up to it, planning for it, what does she think that she has to do or change from her normal show or vibe or whatever, knowing who's going to be in the room? And I was like, you know, that was the only downside I saw. And pretty much that was, I guess, my only, that was the thing that I think kept it from being, like, fucking amazing. Like, it was great. And she is fantastic. And she's one of my favorite female artists of all time, not hyperbole whatsoever. If you listened last year, this year, I did a Talkin'-ish episode where, like, what six CDs would I take with me to a deserted island that I would have to live with forever? And Alicia Keys was one of them. Like, that's how much I'm a fan. But going in, like, I'm like, I will know more than every other person in this room about Alicia Keys, which I say often to a lot of the shows I go to, but that's because it's, you know, Jay-Z or Wu-Tang Clan. When I really feel confident, and even though the room is going to be solid, I still feel that way. This was just because of a lack of competition, not because I'm so awesome with Alicia knowledge, even though I'm pretty fucking good. Anyway, a little aside there. So like I said, she was amazing. It's just, like, the room was, you know, 99% white people, and 50% over 50 years old. And just, like, you know, people who are probably there because it's like, hey, this is a fun thing to tell the people at the club next weekend, you know, like, not people who really know the difference between Alicia Keys and Kelly Clarkson that much. You know, if I could pick the crowd, if I could just, like, walk through Bushwick and say, hand out flyers, hey, Alicia Keys concert, only 300 people are going to be there coming this Saturday night, and, like, that's who was in the room, I think the energy would have been bonkers, and she would have, like, took it up three more levels, and it would have been, like, out of control, because the all of the setting, you know, the scene was set there for just, like, magic. And I don't want to downplay it at all, because Alexis and I both had a fantastic time and night and loved it. And like, we did our thing, you know, we were very into it. It's just other people around us, they like didn't really know what to do. So that's it. But a fantastic night. Great way to spend a Saturday night. Highly recommend it if you can get yourself one of those Centurion cards. Hope you guys had a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.